This is 89.1 KMUW. Up next, KMUW commentator Richard Krausen looks to buy some waterfront property.
So, I stopped in at the Dollar Tree yesterday. Tempted as I was by the $1 bamboo back scratchers and the $1 pineapple trays, I had something else on my mind. I finally got the attention of the clerk, who was diligently arranging an attractive display of $1 30-inch plastic shoehorns. "Excuse me, but could you direct me to the acreage?" I inquired. She looked puzzled, replaced an errant shoehorn, and said, "Beg your pardon?" "Acreage," I repeated. "I'm looking for your acres." "I don't understand. Did you say acres?" "Yes, ma'am. The $1 acres. You know, like the acres that were sold to the baby cakes." This really seemed to baffle her. "Baby cakes? I think we have some Little Debbies over by Register 1. "Okay," I said sadly. "You must have sold out of the $1 acres. Thanks anyway." And I made my way back out to my car. I sat there contemplating my next move. You see, I had gotten my property tax appraisal a day before. My little plot of land and the humble house on it had risen in its appraised value by thousands of dollars. I planned to appeal it on the grounds that if waterfront property in Wichita goes for $1 an acre, then my fraction of a landlocked acre should be around 35 or 40 cents. I was going to buy one of those $1 acres just to sort of underscore my point to the appraiser. Suddenly, I had an idea, and I darted back into the Dollar Tree. I bought one of their $1 bamboo back scratchers. I'm taking it to the next city council meeting. I figure as soon as I scratch enough backs, they'll give me the same sweet deal they gave the baby cake developers, and presto, my property valuation gets instantly lowered. With the money I save, I can go back to the Dollar Tree and buy those Little Debbies. It'll be almost like having my baby cakes and eating them too. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.